robots. Yes, robots are at the center of a big disagreement between some Democratic presidential candidates. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang says the big worry for the future of the economy is that automation will replace jobs and put people out of work. He squared off with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who says the real evil is bad trade deals. So who's got it right? Well, we've got NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben, who covers the 2020 campaign and policy, to join us now with a fact check. Hi.
Hello.
All right. Why does Andrew Yang say automation is the biggest threat to jobs?
Okay, so this conversation has really come up lately because of a question at the last Democratic debate. CNN moderator Erin Burnett, she asked the candidates how to deal with automation that is taking people's jobs. Andrew Yang, it so happens, talks a lot about automation.
It's one of his favorite subjects.
You may have heard, yes. Mm-hmm. And he says it's just going to get worse. Here he is.
Senator Warren, I've been talking to Americans around the country about automation, and they're smart. They see what's happening around them. Their Main Street stores are closing. They see a self-serve kiosk in every McDonald's, every grocery store, every CVS.
Now, to be clear, it's easy to overgeneralize about automation and jobs. Automation can just change some jobs' functions. One common example is that after ATMs were introduced, the number of bank tellers in the U.S. continued to grow, at least for a while, as banks continued to open up new branches.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it became more important for those tellers to do functions other than handing out and taking in cash and checks.
They're doing something else.
But still, this is a real phenomenon. Automation can boost productivity in such a way that it means an industry needs fewer workers.
So automation can displace workers. So what's Elizabeth Warren's side of the argument?
So she responded to the automation question by attacking the premise of the question. She said, no, trade is the more important factor here.
The principal reason has been a bunch of corporations, giant multinational corporations, who've been calling the shots on trade, giant multinational corporations that have no loyalty to America.
And by the way, as with automation, it can be easy to overgeneralize about trade. Sometimes it leads to job shifts. In other words, fewer jobs in one industry, more jobs in another.
All right, this is complicated, obviously.
Yes.
We're talking about trade, we're talking about jobs, but who's right?
So there's no consensus among economists about this because, yes, it is complicated. But what it may depend upon is time period, because as one labor economist explained to me, automation played a really big role in hurting jobs, at least in manufacturing, up until around 2000. So what happened around 2000 is that the U.S. normalized trade with China and China joined the World Trade Organization. That was a huge shock to the U.S. job market. Suddenly, you have China competing with the U.S. with its goods. And so the idea here is that that made trade a bigger factor. But China can't join the WTO again. But then to flip this around, some economists do disagree. One study the Yang campaign pointed me to says that productivity advances, like robots, that they have led to bigger job losses than trade. Now, to me, the big point is this. It's not all or nothing. The author of that study Yang pointed me to told me he still thinks trade is a big deal. And the economist who told me China was this huge shock to the system also said automation still very much matters.
So why then are they fighting about this? If each candidate is looking to address what economists agree are real problems for the job market.
Right. So this is about message framing. Andrew Yang's main policy proposal is a universal basic income. He thinks that's the way to combat the problems of automation. Warren, meanwhile, tells the story that the economy is rigged in favor of corporations and that trade deals are one area to combat that. Long story short, selling voters on your policies and on your candidacy is about selling them on what the problem is in the first place and then selling them on a fix. So in other words, this debate, it's not going to go away.
NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben breaking it down. Thank you so much.
Thank you.